Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yeah, we should be playing this music when we play that clip from Canadian Parliament where they're celebrating a Nazi, a literal Nazi. It's the boy that cried wolf. I mean, it's also strange, Ezra Levant with us here, rebelnews.com. But talk to me about the backlash here. Obviously, the mainstream media that accuses everybody being a Nazi is not going to be covering this, but the backlash must have been real because the speaker had to issue a statement in a coverage of Justin Trudeau. Are they really this ignorant? Is it all a publicity stunt? I mean, what the hell goes on that leads to this moment?
Well, I mentioned to you a few months ago, Justin Trudeau went to Ukraine and met with a Holocaust denier named Andre Melnyk. And it's not just my accusation that he's a Holocaust denier. He went on TV denying it. It was so awful, Zelensky had to fire him. So imagine meeting with that guy. So Trudeau's meeting with these Holocaust deniers. He's hanging out with these extremist people. And nothing happens. There's no reverberations back home in Canada. So he's thinking, oh, okay, so that's how it is now. I can go further. And so on Friday, when Zelensky's in Ottawa, this is Trudeau's big moment. He says, I'm going to show what a guy I am. I'm going to find this one Ukrainian freedom fighter who's actually a Nazi. And I'm going to show what a, you know, it was a show-off moment for Trudeau. And he almost got away with it, Owen, because Friday, no one said anything. Saturday, no one said anything. And by no one, I mean there were 338 members of parliament in the room. No one said anything. There were a lot of other guests. In fact, in the video clip, you can see right near this Nazi were Canadian military brass. They surely knew what was going on. They said nothing. Countless journalists were covering this. They said nothing. Trudeau almost got away with it. But then independent journalists, including myself, started putting two and two together. I did a little bit of a tweet storm late Saturday night. I got 3 million impressions on my tweets. There was a professor who got millions, and all these sort of independent people on Twitter, and I started tagging the official anti-Semitic fighters, the anti-Semitic fighters in Canada, saying, where are you with this? How are you okay with this? And I guess so many people online started making this a thing that the dam broke, and a Holocaust memorial group put out a statement, and then another did, and then it just finally the dam broke, but not because of any mainstream media journalists. And that goes to show you that whenever they condemn someone as bigoted or racist or Nazi, they don't actually mean it because they don't actually care.
Yep.
Because a real-life Nazi whose hands are probably covered in blood, when he was there, they didn't say a word because they wanted to protect the precious Justin Trudeau. And it took grassroots independent Twitter journalists to make a difference. So, Owen, never, never, never allow the establishment to get away with calling you names because odds are it's projection.
Yep.
They accuse you of what they are doing themselves.
And thank God for Rebel News and Ezra Levant to be there to push this over the dam. And so, I mean, again, like, this is beyond the pale. What is the breaking point, though, for the Canadian people? I mean, Trudeau is not popular. He was nowhere near winning the popular vote. But, I mean, what is the breaking point? The arresting of journalists, the arresting of pastors, the crushing of dissidents.
Well, I think a couple things are turning. First of all, the economy. Inflation is out of control. Housing prices are skyrocketing. Housing prices are twice as expensive proportionately here as they are in America. Young people just can't buy homes. And Trudeau has doubled immigration in the last year. It's the equivalent of 10 million people a year in America. It's 1 million a year in Canada. We're one-tenth your size. So you've got out-of-control inflation, unaffordable homes, doubling immigration, and then you've just got scandal after scandal. I think people are getting sick of Mr. Woke. He's like Gavin Newsom. He runs a failed state. Imagine if Gavin Newsom were your president. That's what Trudeau is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, We might not have to imagine. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant on Twitter, rebelnews.com. Folks, I'm really appreciative of him joining us. How, this is how it is in media. He's literally eating his lunch in the break, but he just had to come on with us. It's okay. We respect that, Ezra. We love you. Thank you for joining us on short notice. We're going to be right back with Edward Dowd. I mean, folks, we are just truck and say. That's it.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Letting this siren play for a minute here. Edward Dowd is about to join us because, you know, here's the thing, folks. Donald Trump gets 50,000 people at a rally. Joe Biden gets 50, somehow wins the election. I got speeches from Joe Biden. He can't even talk, okay? There's clips from Biden speaking yesterday. The guy can't even talk. If I put 10 scoops of mashed potatoes in my mouth, I'd sound like Joe Biden. I got, this is breaking news, in Oklahoma, somebody just smashed into an oil line. It's literally spewing and squirting and spouting oil, and it's just a lake of oil right now in Oklahoma. I mean, our infrastructure is falling apart. It's under attack. I've got Canadians saluting literal Nazis. Okay, well, now we're going to be joined by Edward Dowd, and let me just give a little preface here. Embalmer reveals 50% of bodies containing white fibers, blood clots, since April, May 2021. Now, obviously, the timing here is clear. That's post-COVID vaccine. I mean, holy smokes. Now, Edward Dowd is an expert when it comes to analytics and data. And so all he's doing is studying the data. And he's here to reveal big news on what he's seeing as far as what can only be described as vaccine side effects. And so, Edward, you have obviously broken a lot of various news stories dealing with the data post-vaccine. You've got more troubling data you want to reveal now.
Yeah. At this point, it's a joke, in my humble opinion. The regulatory authorities see what we see. There are signals everywhere, and yet they continue to march on as if nothing's going on. This is the biggest fraud I've ever seen in my life. Unfortunately, it's tragic. We just dropped a study last week. My partners, who are PhD physicists, and we have some data scientists working with us. Now our team has grown. We're still doing this work pro bono. But this is what we put out from the a UK study on cardiovascular events, deaths, excess cardiovascular deaths. So we did a statistical analysis. In 2020, there were 13% increase in cardiovascular deaths. Okay, fair enough. But then it shot up to 30 in 2021. It's 44% in 2022. We suspect it'll be higher in 2023. When we looked at the trend, the long-term trend of this, we could see that it was well off trend. Cardiovascular deaths were actually trending down in the UK. There was about 8 per 100,000. We're now back up to 11 in 2022, probably go higher in 2023. And statistically speaking, the standard deviation that we see in 2022 is about 10.5 standard deviations above the historical trend line. And what does that mean to your audience? Let's talk about standard deviations real quick. A lot of people don't understand what it means. In my world, a three standard deviation event is rare, happens 0.3% of the time. A 3.8% standard deviation event is the same as you getting struck by lightning at least once in your lifetime. So it's rare, okay? So we have 10.5 standard deviation events of cardiovascular deaths. They seem to be accelerating. A lot of the data that I'm tracking seems to be accelerating. In June, excess or disabilities in the U.S., as measured by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, shot up 1 million. So we've added about 4.2 million disabled Americans since the rollout of the vaccines. It was running around 29 to 30 million for the prior 5 years. More than half of those are employed. Our excess mortality seems to be focused in the young, especially those who are employed who are subjected to vaccines. So the evidence just keeps rolling out, and it keeps getting worse and worse.
Well, let me just dumb this down for the audience, because I like to make the sports analogy, because I think it applies in more ways than one, ironically. This is like in Major League Baseball, guys, the best home run hitters were hitting 40 home runs a year. And then the best home run hitters out of nowhere were hitting 70 home runs a year. Okay, well, that's a deviation. What do we find out? It's from an injection, steroids. So that's a mundane dumbing it down. But, folks, that's what this is like. This is like, oh, we're hitting 40 home runs a year. Oh, now we're hitting 70 home runs a year. What's causing this? It was steroids. But this, what you're talking about is death rates, myocarditis, cardiovascular issues, post-vaccine.
Correct. And there's a signal. And, you know, we pay billions of dollars to these supposed watchdogs, the CDC, the FDA, the equivalents in the UK, Australia, Europe, billions of dollars. And they have statisticians on staff. And we're seeing, you know, a bunch of guys downloading publicly available data are seeing 10.5 standard deviation events consistently across all sorts of different things. And yet there is no there's nary a peep from anybody in these billion-dollar budget institutions. And the question we need to ask is why. They see the same data we see. And I'll tell you why. Regulatory capture, and the system's been corrupt for years. We just didn't know it because there was nothing to see in terms of the numbers. But this vaccination program was so widespread, the death and destruction has probably been going on with other pharmaceutical products. It's now there for everybody to see, and it's a disaster.
Now, as far as, let's say, healthcare providers and doctors are concerned, we have had some groups step forward, the frontline doctors. We've had some other groups, or individuals rather, step forward to call this out. Is there a panic amongst the medical establishment, amongst doctors, hospital boards, or are they going to be involved in trying to cover this up too, because maybe fear of punishment, retribution, or just their involvement with getting these vaccines in people's arms?
Well, there's a couple things going. It's word of mouth. So some doctors are quietly whispering to some of their patients, don't take any more boosters. I'm hearing those types of stories. But people in positions of authority are going to keep their mouths shut as long as possible. And then if there is ever a eureka moment, they're gonna pull a 180 and say they were deceived as well. But there was so much money involved in this COVID rollout, so many windfalls for so many individuals, especially hospitals that received COVID goodies from the government. They're being paid to keep their mouth shut at the moment.
Now, this is a phenomenon that goes with a lot of different products. I mean, I think another issue we have, not to get off course, because I think it all ties in. We saw this push from doctors. We got to get all the kids on Ritalin. We got to get all the kids on ADHD medicine. Oh, we've got to get all these painkillers and all these other pharmaceutical products into people's cabinets as well. Talk about the phenomenon of, hey, they get the kickbacks from these pharmaceutical companies. So they have a incentive. They have a motive to prescribe ADHD medicines. They have a motive to describe these painkillers, which we know have caused tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of deaths in this country. Is that the phenomenon you're talking about with these vaccines?
The vaccines, it's been documented that certain insurance companies that, you know, run hospitals and have doctors working for them were incentivizing these doctors to push the COVID vaccine. And if there were accelerators on their bonuses, if they were able to get 95% of their practice the COVID-19 shot. They received, you know, $50 to $100 per patient injected, and that could amount to, you know, $25,000 to $50,000 bonus. So there are definitely hidden monetary incentives throughout the whole healthcare system. They're starting to come to light. You know, one thing you need, this started years ago with the diagnostic journals where they indicate psychological disorders. Prior to Prozac, it was X amount of inches thick. Since Prozac, they've discovered new disorders, and what they create disorders to then medicate. So this has been going on forever. It's a, let's create a disorder, let's find a drug, and let's sell it.
Now, I guess you could say that same thing goes on with COVID. They inflate the numbers, and now they're trying to do that again, by the way. Oh, we got to get tests in people's houses. Well, okay, why do they want tests in your house? So that you test positive, and then they get another positive case, and then they drive up the fear-mongering, they drive up the numbers, and then they drive up the vaccine sales, and then they drive up their profits. So I mean, even COVID-19, in a way, is that same phenomenon. Hey, let's take the normal flu or whatever it is, and let's call it COVID-19.
Yeah, there was definitely a rebranding. Look, I view this as a rebranding of the flu. You know, there were 500,000 excess deaths in 2020, mostly old people. You could make the case that most of those 500,000 excess deaths.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Schwab and others have been talking and floating the term polycrisis. Poly meaning many. So it's, I think they're going to flood the zone. I don't think it'll be any one thing. It'll be a bunch of things all at once to create maximum fear. And that's how they, you know, if they're able to do that, you know, we'll be back where we were in 2021 with people wanting to lock the, you know, the unvaccinated in quarantine camps. So we have to spread the word that what's coming is probably not real or exaggerated or an event to distract us from the crimes that have already been committed. So I expect multiple events all at the same time, flood the zone.
My fear is, you know, I think we both would understand that we're probably dealing with complete psychotics at a leadership level, at many different leadership levels. I mean, these are complete psychotics. And so my fear is, and this is to not, believe me, this is to not promote going along with the fraud or the fake alien invasion or whatever they do. It's not promoting to go along with it. Definitely not. But I'm just saying, my fear is that whatever next big fraud they try to run on us, if it does get rejected and completely rebuked by the people, that they just might hit the nuclear holocaust button. I mean, that's my big fear.
That is a fear that is real. If you really want to drive fear into the hearts of the globe, start detonating nukes.
And, of course, blame the Russians. You know, oh, it's the Russians this. Or like you said, I mean, who knows? They're kind of building up this whole alien thing right now. And so maybe they say it's alien technology, and they just reveal technology that we've never seen before, space weapons, hydrogen bombs, whatever. And so that's my big fear. But I'm not a hopeless person. I believe there's more good people than bad people, and I think that ultimately the truth is going to win out. Is there an escape route for us? I mean, is there enough good people in the medical industry? I mean, I don't know if there's any enough good people with the balls to do anything in our government. But, I mean, let's talk about the medical industry. I mean, could we get out ahead of this and actually say, well, wait a second, we need to be investigating the companies that promoted this vaccine that they knew was faulty and going to have all these deaths? I mean, is there any way, do you think, we can curtail this?
I think we are. We're curtailing it right now. I mean, the difference in those who are awake prior to 2020 and today is phenomenal. I mean, in my own, you know, friend group, I was called crazy conspiracy theorist. Now people seek my opinion. So word of mouth is spreading. Shows like yours, Tucker Carlson breaking away from Fox, Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, any voice of reason, despite whatever people's past were, if you're speaking truth now, and you're talking about things that are real, reality-based things, you know, you're in the fight. And the word of mouth is spreading. So I have a lot of hope. I'd say there is, you know, if 5 to 10% were awake prior to COVID, we're at 25%. Now, a lot of those 25% aren't brave, and they're not saying what they believe, but they'll be there when the shit hits the fan, hopefully, when things go south.
Well, you know, you're kind of like Edward the Gray now. You've got the beard coming in. In past interviews, you had the clean face, so you're kind of like Edward the Gray. Let me just ask you this: doing this research and having the realization and the reality sit in from what you've seen, how has that changed your worldview? How has that changed your spirituality and just how you operate day to day and the things you think about?
I was raised a Catholic. I believed in God, but I'll tell you now, my tuning into the spiritual world is a lot greater than it was. And this is the evil that's on display is something that really makes you think about what's my life? What's my purpose? My purpose now is to help as many people not take the vax, wake up as many people as to the evil nature of this system that's been in place for hundreds of years. And I have a bigger purpose now. And I, ironically, when I get into the data, I get depressed, but then I get hopeful. And I try to be very circumspect about this and understand that, I can only do what I can do. The results are up to God, but so I don't get too hung up on accomplishments. I just do what I do and keep doing it. And hopefully I save a marginal life here and there. And that kind of keeps me going. And yes, I did grow a beard, recently. It's my first beard in my life. And I'm just kind of experimenting with different things in my life, doing a lot of different things and trying to have joy. It's important to have joy in this crazy world of ours. You know, the world's not going to end. It's just going to change dramatically. And you still have to do, joyful things. You know, date people if you're single, get married, have children. Life goes on and surround yourself with like-minded individuals who have integrity, who care about others, and your life will just open up. When I was, before this journey began, I felt isolated and alone. But now that there was this definitive marker put in the sand with the vaccine, I've made tons and tons of friends. And even some of those are vaccinated who would now regret their choice and now are in the fight. So humanity is waking up, and it's kind of a wonderful thing. And there's a different viewpoint on the world. Like, material wealth is kind of, it never brought me any joy. This is bringing me joy helping others. And when you get into service, that keeps you sane and brings real happiness. The nonsense of accumulating stuff doesn't bring you anything. I look at Alex, I look at you. You guys have been under attack. A lot of Alex's wealth has been destroyed, but he continues to fight. And I think he's happier now than he was when he had stuff.
See, folks, only the observations and the questions you can get right here at InfoWars. This is why we got to keep the show on the air. Now, I want to get serious again for a second, because the embalmer talking about how everybody's coming in with these fiber clots. It's not blood clots. It's a fiber clot. We've also heard, morticians and other reports, doctors and everything else. I mean, this is an undeniable phenomenon. It's something that didn't even exist that now exists. Do you think that the mainstream media will be able to keep this thing under wraps, obviously paid for by big pharmaceutical companies? Or do you think the alternative media can maybe have their big breaking moment now where we overwhelm the mainstream pushing the vaccines and people see through it?
Well, the mainstream media is dead, in my humble opinion. And independent alternative media is here to stay, and the numbers suggest you guys are killing it. The only reason you're not making the revenue streams that media is because the corporations that are still in the matrix are supporting this nonsense. Eventually, I think there's going to come a day where a corporation is going to run as far away from COVID and the establishment as possible, as quickly as possible, because the revenues will come under assault. More and more of these boycotts are occurring. The go woke, go broke is a real thing now. Budweiser has been devastated. Disney's stock is in the tank. So at the end of the day, I think we've won, and the revenues that we don't get and you don't get are coming our way eventually, because we have integrity and we tell the truth. So I think we've won. It's just the problem is we're about to see a horrendous poly crisis and a flood the zone that's going to create chaos for years to come. But on the other side of that, I do truly believe there's a renaissance.
I have to agree with everything Edward Dowd just said. And so, folks, this is why we're bringing this information, so that you can prepare yourself and gird yourself and just be ready for this and not panic and not have the worst happen to yourself and your family. Edward Dowd, our guest, at Dowd Edward on Twitter, or his website, financetechnologies.com. That's with a PH, financetechnologies.com. And these are the types of interviews they don't want on the air. This is why they've tried to shut InfoWars down. But thanks for your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're here, and we're still kicking like a mule every day, biting like a crocodile. Thanks for your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for tuning in on this extremely vital Monday transmission. You just heard Owen Schroyer interview top analyst and a man that's been very accurate, Edward Dowd. He concurs with Jack Posobiec, myself, Tucker Carlson, and many other analysts. The globalists have rolled out their poison shots. They released their new chimeric virus. The whole world's waking up. The numbers show that. The deaths are mounting. The sterilizations are mounting. The stillbirths are exploding. They have failed. Bill Gates admits they failed. They admit it's backfired. The Clinton Foundation admits it's backfired. The WEF admits it's backfired. They all admit it, blew up in their face. So what are they going to do?
war in China, Taiwan, expanded war in Ukraine, cyber attacks, power outages, they're pre-programming it all, weather weapons, fake alien invasion. But just like we got ahead of their new rollout for new COVID restrictions and it blew up in their face, we can get ahead of this now. That's why when we archive this live show today at band.video, everybody needs to get this Edward Dowd interview, get it out to everyone you know. These globalists are crazy. They love throwing it in our face. So they brought a real Nazi that actually helped run mass exterminations to be saluted at the Canadian Parliament with Zelensky and Trudeau. They're rubbing it in our faces. I agree with Ezra Levant last hour, who's an expert on this from Canada. This is part of a larger plan. They've got to gaslight us. They've got to overwhelm us. Two men can have a baby. Cut your son's penis off. All of this is just to make things so weird, we just give up. But we're not giving up. We're waking up. We're taking action. We're speaking out. But now we're at the most critical moment. They are planning something huge. They are planning something big. They pre-programmed what those cards are. They're going to play. We don't know exactly what. Massive false flag race attacks, mass shootings. It's all going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. They've planned to roll it out. But if we get ahead of it and expose them enough, they may back down. But so far, they keep doubling down. But at least we're not flat-footed taking it. We're standing up and resisting it. So I appreciate you all, old, young, male, female, black, Hispanic, white, Asian, it doesn't matter, Christian, Muslim, we are all under attack by this satanic new world order. And I want to just salute Owen and the rest of the crew for doing a fabulous job. Now it's up to you, the listeners and viewers, who are the real heart of the operation. You are the resistance, to take this interview and share with everyone you know.
Spread those links. We're back here in the InfoWars World headquarters in Austin, Texas. And it has been a wild day here. You know what? Well, let me just... We've got some breaking Trump news. He's set to be speaking sometime this afternoon. And but let's go to Biden. Now, if I wanted to sound like Joe Biden, I'd have to stuff 10 scoops of mashed potatoes in my mouth and maybe a couple fingerling potatoes as well. Because this guy is just pathetic. So here's the latest mushmouth Joe moment from yesterday in clip number 4.
The two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's... And MC Light, both of you, thank you. Because they both have the light off on the mic, you know you're all here to listen to the new edition. Mike Bibbins, 40 years producing music that lifts our souls.
LLJ Cool J. That boy. Still, you know, that's what he calls black people. He calls black people boy. Because, he's one of them. It's just, this guy's an international embarrassment. But how embarrassing is it? You know, and then all the yuppies in the crowd, they laugh because this guy can't even talk. And that's funny. And then here he is lying again. It's just unreal. He's told this lie 20, 30, 40, 50 times. I've lost count. But he's so confused. He was so confused in this speech. First of all, he's speaking to the black caucus. He called them the Hispanic caucus. So he got that wrong. He can't even pronounce LL Cool J. He can't even read a teleprompter. He's mush-mouthing the whole way through. And then he just lies, and he talks about how he was part of the civil rights movement. Again, just an outright lie. Actually, he might be telling the truth. He was part of the civil rights movement. He was on the KKK side. But no, here's Biden pretending otherwise in clip number 3.
I started off in a kid.
In a kid?
In the civil rights movement.
Wait, what? Whoa. Play that back for me.
I started off in a kid.
He started off in a kid.
In the civil rights movement in Wilmington, Delaware, when I was in high school. And the community, we won by a staggering 3,100 or 3,200 votes when I ran the first time for the Senate at 29 years old. And Nixon won by 64% of the vote in my state. I won because virtually 90% of the African American community, we have a large community, voted for me. I owe you. I owe you. I owe you.
He owes you. By the way, actually, this was in the news today, guys. Pull it up. I don't have it on my desk. I don't think I have it on my desk. But I know it was in the news. Guys, go ahead and Google Joe Biden loses, I think it was 17% of the black vote in latest polls, I think is what it was. I imagine that speech isn't helping, but it's more about the economy getting crushed, gas prices going up, the education system collapsing, the infrastructure collapsing, the energy bills going up, the grocery bills going up. I mean, that's really why he's losing the vote. And he's just a stone-cold lying fraud, phony, supporting illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. He says he owes you everything, but then he gives everything to illegal immigrants. But no, there were stories today in the news how Joe Biden lost like another 17% of the black vote in polls. So I guess it's not working, Joe. And I guess you're referring to black men as boy, because that's how you were brought up. To talk to them, to talk down to them like that, Joe, and say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So I guess that's not really working for that demographic. I guess that's not really working for the black vote as he continues to lose more of those votes. Biden grapples with concerns over young black voter support. So, yeah, these stories were all over the news today. He's hemorrhaging votes. And so there's a couple other things that are going to be hurting him, like this video that's surfacing in clip 5, and just the B-roll is fine here. And understand that we here at InfoWars have already documented this, and we've been documenting this since 2021 when Joe Biden took over. Here is a member of the Border Patrol at the southern border where there's a line of illegal immigrants, and he's dropping a ladder so that they can climb the wall and get over the barbed wire. I mean, what? Oh, you're trying to cross the border illegally, but you're at the wall and the barbed wire? Here's a ladder. Come on in. Okay. But then there's the popularity of Donald Trump that is skyrocketing. The mugshot has certainly added to the cultural benefit of Trump's politics. And now today, Donald Trump set to speak in South Carolina sometime this afternoon. Donald Trump buys a Glock.
Can I get one more picture with the president?
Go ahead.
It's right here. I just want.
Go ahead.
That's a nice looking Glock. He wants to buy one badly.
Y'all look so good.
He made that clear. I think he said it three times. He wants to buy one.
Got it.
And hey, Joe, and one more time.
Right. When Julian, hey, Attorney General, jump in.
Come on, Attorney General.
You look good.
It's a beautiful Glock. It's perfectly made for Trump. We might just put Trump on the side of the Glock. And I'm thinking about holsters now. And what kind of holster do I want? The
fantastic 1, 2, 3.
Do I want the holster on the belt? Or some people thinking, you know, maybe for Trump, maybe you get the shoulder holster. Or maybe you put it in the leg or in the sock with the leg holster. We've got a lot of things to consider, but look at that beautiful Glock. It's my Glock now. And so it's my Glock, and it's the most beautiful Glock.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Explain what InfoWars is really all about, what the core of this crew and this audience and all the work has been put in here for decades. And I want to start this off with a meme that was going viral during the Hawaiian wildfires. And it's a picture of Hawaii burning, and it says, only those who disobeyed survived. Now, if you remember, it was law enforcement telling people they couldn't leave, and they were blocking the roads, and they shut off the water, and they kept the power lines charged up, so only those that disobeyed survived. If you rejected the blockade and said, no, I'm going to get out of this burning hellhole, then you survived. If you obeyed law enforcement and stayed in the burning inferno, you burned to death. Only those who disobeyed survived. And you see, that's everything. That's the core of what drives InfoWars. That's the nucleus that is the makeup of our hosts, our crew, our guests, and our audience, because we understand that the New World Order is death. And only those who disobey will survive. Look at the vaccine, another perfect example. Unfortunately, many didn't get the message, and they obeyed. And now tens of thousands have died from the vaccine. Only those who disobeyed survived. But look at the larger issue. What are we facing next? It begins. Australia's fifth largest bank announces digital-only transactions will phase out cash. And then we have a report coming up shortly from Paul Joseph Watson talking about how the UK governments and these other governments around the world want to force you into the climate change, zero carbon emissions world. Now, what does that actually look like? You're not going to have access to energy. You're not going to have access to food. And the only access that you will get is if you are a good slave and obedient to your masters. But of course, that is death. And so it's a powerful meme. And it's the deeper understanding that drives everything we do here. Take your vaccine. Only those who disobeyed survived. Stay at home during the wildfire. Don't leave. Only those who disobeyed survived. Go into the digital currency. Go into the central bank digital currency. Stop eating meat. Stop consuming energy. Stop living. Only those who disobeyed survived. The mad dash to net zero continues to cause chaos across Europe. Only those who disobeyed survived. So, they want you to think that obeying is surviving. They want you to think that obeying is getting through it and getting along and getting to the other side. But the other side is death. The other side is slavery. Only those who disobeyed survived. And you see, this is why the voices like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and Russell Brand and so many others have to be shut down. We also have an update coming up from Alex on the Russell Brand situation, where they're trying to do to Russell Brand what they did to Alex Jones. Firm pulls ads from Rumble platform over Russell Brand videos, so they're trying to hurt Rumble's bottom line. Rumble won't budge, at least I don't think they'll budge. I'm an online expert. Russell Brand's refuge platform Rumble may be forced offline under new internet safety laws. Oh, internet safety. See, just obey. It's for your safety. Only those who disobeyed survived. Now, Rumble has built, in many ways, an infrastructure around the parallel economy. So I don't think they can take them completely off the internet. So you'll still have Rumble, like you'll have banned.video. They'll be completely censored. Their links will be banned. They'll make it impossible to find, but they'll still be able to operate, much like InfoWars and banned.video. Everyone will get that treatment. But, you know, Rumble has an app, and Rumble has been developing this app. They're trying to improve this app. They're trying to make it so you can go live from the app. You can upload HD from the app, and they're trying to build it to be a legitimate competitor of YouTube. But now they're going to say, you better take Russell Brand off of Rumble or we're removing your app, just like they did to InfoWars. So does Rumble understand? Only those who disobeyed survived. I think Rumble gets it. I think Rumble will stand strong. But what is the real message here? Is it that if you're a rapist, you don't get free speech? Of course not. That has nothing to do with it. The real argument here is that if you call out the corrupt establishment, if you call out corrupt governments, if you call out the military-industrial complex, if you call out the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, if you dare question elections, you must be silenced, you must be shut down. A rape accusation, or even if it is a rape, that's not what this is really about. These people love Jeffrey Epstein. These people fly to Jeffrey Epstein's island. They're there with the minors. This isn't about rape. And by the way, they hate victims of rape because they use rape accusations to destroy their opposition, which only hurts victims of rape. Only those who disobeyed survived. So the next big thing is the zero carbon emission society. And if you obey, you will not survive. Do you understand it? Do you get the message loud and clear? Was it not obvious with vaccines? Was it not obvious with the Hawaiian wildfires? Is it not obvious when they want to cut out your energy and food consumption and treat you like a slave? Here is the latest video report from Paul Joseph Watson.
Billionaire John Cordwell is furious, mad at Rishi Sunak for indicating there might be a slight delay in implementing net zero. He's threatening to pull all his financial support from the Conservatives and give it to Labour. Cordwell said the environmental apocalypse is coming, and it's coming very, very rapidly. I'm very worried about the future. In fact, the mobile phone magnate is so worried about the environmental apocalypse. But just last month, he bragged about how useful his private helicopter was, whizzing quickly between his business in London and his £90 million Staffordshire mansion. I can do what otherwise would be a four-hour journey in an hour. But John, what about the environmental apocalypse? The average chopper expels around 340 kilograms of CO2 per hour. In comparison, an average car expels 8.5 kilograms of CO2. So every time John wants to shoot back to his country pile, he's belching out 331 kilograms more carbon dioxide than is necessary. This is the guy sounding the alarm about an environmental apocalypse. All those little people with their nasty emissions. The dude who doesn't even need to travel back from London because he owns a 45,000 square foot, £250 million pound property in Mayfair too. Dude's got monthly heating bills greater than your entire net worth. But he's going to start lecturing you on your carbon footprint.
We might already be past the tipping point, and who says net zero by 2050 is soon enough. We need to do everything in our power.
Yeah, I'm sure John's deep concern about you driving a petrol car beyond 2030 is somewhat assuaged by the kind of fun he has on his 73-foot mega super yacht. Super yacht with permanent crew, helicopter pads, submarines and pools emits about 7,020 tons of carbon dioxide a year, more than 1,500 times higher than a typical family car. I guess John's exempted himself from contributing to the environmental apocalypse. And to be clear, the Tories aren't doing a U-turn on net zero at all. They're still barreling full tilt towards an agenda based on hysterical eco-alarmism. They'll make everyone poorer, more miserable, and living under the despotic thumb of a technocratic control grid. Just at a marginally slower pace. Rishi Sunak's announcement was that he would still be banning the sales of all new petrol and diesel cars just by 2035, not 2030. That's what Caldwell's mad about. And the media presents all this like there's anything more than a cigarette paper's width distance between the Tory policy and the Labour policy. They're both fully committed to sacrificing Britain's prosperity and freedom at the altar of green madness, refusing to even build new nuclear power plants that would more than meet our energy needs for eternity. While countries like China and India will continue to blanket their countries with coal-fired power plants, laughing at the rest of the world as they belch CO2 to their heart's content like John Cordwell on his super yacht.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.